actually listen to trailers.
Do you actually listen to trailers of podcasts?
Before today? No.
Today was your first
time. Today was my first time. I listened to like four different trailers, and I can honestly say in my entire life, that was the first four that I've ever listened to. But hey, I am going to ask you three questions about Robot Unicorn. First, what is Robot Unicorn about?
Robot Unicorn is about hearing people's stories. Interesting people, so people that you and I either look up to or that we're interested in hearing more about or our friends. And we really just want to understand people's stories. I always have. Like, I remember sitting as a child and just listening to my parents' friends' stories and just sitting on my mom's lap, and the other kids would be like, Jess, play with us. And I'd be like, no, I just want to listen to them talk. So I think Robot Unicorn is my now adult way of being able to listen to people's stories and hear what made them who they are.
Good answer. Next question is, why did we choose this name that we have? Because Robot Unicorn is a very weird name. Let's be real. Our company, Nurtured First, sounds nice and nurture is right in the name. So why in the world did we choose Robot Unicorn?
I think we loved the name first off, that it was unexpected, because we assumed that when we were making a parenting podcast, everyone was going to think we were going to have the name Nurtured First or something similar to what we already have. And the real reason we chose it was because of our daughter. We were talking to her and trying to ask her, what should we name our podcast? And she comes up with the name Robot Unicorn because she loves robots and she loves unicorns. And because it's me, classic, I'm always thinking of like, what's the deeper meaning here behind Robot Unicorn? And I found a way to make it feel really deep for me, which is the fact that this six-year-old can love robots and she can love unicorns, even though they're both very different things, and she can hold them both at the same time and love them both. And I kind of feel like that's what the podcast is all about, like understanding these different pieces of us and why we love them.
It kind of aptly describes the two of us too. Not that I'm a robot, but I mean, I was in robotic systems engineering in the past, so I feel like that fits for me. And then you're very different on the creative side of things.
Yeah, I think if we described ourselves, like, you'd be more of the robot, I'd be more of the unicorn, and creative and flowy and deep and all those things.
And sunshine and rainbows.
Sunshine and rainbows.
Yep,
and,
of course.
And you're a little more like systematic. And anyway, so I just think there's so many reasons, but it's also fun. We love the idea of fun and playfulness in a podcast that a lot of parents are going to listen to. I think we lose some of the playfulness of children. So there's a lot of different reasons that we chose it, but I really like it. And I love the little logo that we made, the little,
it's kind of cute.
Robot Unicorn.
Okay, last one. Who should listen to Robot Unicorn, this podcast?
I think everyone's going to assume that we're going to say only parents should listen to this podcast because that's who we talk to on Instagram. But I truly think this podcast is for anyone who wants to understand other people a little bit more deeply. They want to understand what made people the way that they are. And I think it's for anyone who really wants to understand themselves, because I think through hearing the stories that you're going to hear on this podcast, you're going to learn how to understand yourself in a deeper way, and you're going to learn to reflect on your own experiences in a deeper way. And I think that is truly for anyone who wants to do that work.
If I can summarize, I feel as though you convey that pretty well on Instagram. So through Nurtured First, you convey that pretty well. Basically, it comes down to, if you like the way Jess talks about things on Instagram, you'll probably like this podcast. We go deep. We don't do small talk. We don't do surface level. And if you don't like that kind of stuff, not really getting to the root of the issue or the root of someone's story, then this is maybe not the podcast for you.
This is the podcast for people who want to hear the deeper stuff. And I can't wait for you to listen. I know you're going to love it.